Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU. By the way, click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. You have us right there, wherever you are. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We've been asking all morning, who is the NFL MVP right now? Is it Patrick Mahomes, which is the correct answer, or someone else like Jalen Hurts, which is the incorrect answer? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Would you like to be right or wrong?
It's all your opinion, Max.
Jay and Key want to be wrong for some reason.
No?
No.
We just have a different understanding of the sport.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm in the middle of doing these reads right now. Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Proud to serve members of the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Our members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Good morning, Jay and Key.
Yes, that is correct. And I didn't say that Patrick Mahomes was the MVP, and I didn't say Jalen Hurts was. What I said is Josh Allen is not, and those two dudes are fighting it out right now.
I see.
Well, Josh Allen is right there. Let's not act like Josh Allen got knocked off the podium and can't get back up there. I mean, he had a bad game.
Probably third right now. I'd say I give Tua Tagovailoa credit for getting literally knocked out.
Uh-oh.
Twice,
yeah, but the
coming back and doing
the
this.
The problem is he missed two games.
He did, but Key.
I'm telling you, they're going to hold it against him.
I'm not saying they. What about us? Like, the value for taking those kind of shots, getting back up and doing what he's
100%.
Doing?
100%. Yeah. 100%. Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts in the front row at the concert. Mm-hmm. Tua slightly behind them.
Yeah.
And then right now, Jalen Hurts is Josh Allen is on the side in the front row, on the side of the stadium.
Yeah.
He doesn't have clear front.
No, he had the front row. Now he's a little bit on the side.
Those
are the four guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anyone we're missing?
And then Lamar still negotiating his tickets to get in.
Yeah, Lamar, everyone had the seat reserved, and then he has to show up and take the seat over.
Damn, Josh Allen is a side one, huh?
I mean, look,
what
man.
About someone like Micah Parsons or some other position?
King Tyreek
Henry.
Hill.
Tyreek Hill
is there. He's just in the 10th row right now.
Guys, this is...
Yeah.
By the way, have you...
It's a quarterback award.
We haven't started doing this, but we're doing a $10,000 a day giveaway.
Yes, that is correct. Where is it at?
It's the KJM 10K a day giveaway. Listen to this. This is so good. Starting Thursday, we're going to give away... Where's the 10K? $2,500 every single hour of the show. That's 10 grand. Every single show. And here's how you can win. Every hour, we're going to tell you the winning word. When you hear us say the winning word, you text that winning word to 777-000. Three sevens, three zeros. That's it. That's it. Just listen every hour for the winning word. Text it to 777-000. KJM 10K a day giveaway. Key, the Jets followed the Keyshawn Johnson. Bill Parcells. Right. By the way, you could throw Rex Ryan in there. It's all the same stuff. This is your recipe for quarterback success. There are three main ideas here. What are they?
Well, the three would be don't throw the football too much and don't turn it over. When you throw it too much, you tend to get turnovers with quarterbacks that, you know, that are not like that. Then the effective running game and a solid defense. You have to be very efficient at running the football, and not just the yardage, the attempts. So now you can make the defense play honest.
So we talk about this so much. I love Key when you could have given Zach Wilson's line, right? 18 of 25, 154 yards. Maybe you'd like a few more yards. A touchdown pass, no interceptions, right? 72% completion.
That's all I need you to do.
And so that's a class. So we decided, Key, to actually let's look this up. Let's have research look it up and see. This is how we did the experiment, okay? On the one hand, there were the games so far through week 9. What's so funny?
I say we. I think I came up with this.
Well, you did, and then I said we should have research look it up so we get the numbers. So it kind of makes it my idea. All right. Now,
of course. That's what y'all do anyway.
Y'all, what do you mean, y'all? What is that supposed to mean? Hey, Johnson, you just piped down. All right. Here we go. So here are the parameters. On the one hand,
ideas.
Under 250 yards and under 30 pass attempts, but with no turnovers, right? Let's look at all the performances like that in the year 2022 for it, through week 9.
Remember now, it's top 10 defenses in their offenses that throw less than 30.
Right, and under fewer than 250 yards.
And under fewer 250.
So that week, the defense has to be top 10. Doesn't have to be top 10, but that week, it's a top 10 defense, fewer than 30 passing attempts, under 250 yards. On the other hand, let's look at over 250 yards, also with a top 10 defense that week, and more than 30 passing attempts. The only thing we're not going to control for are the interceptions, because Key's thesis is that when you throw more often, you're more likely to get intercepted. So we're not going to control for interceptions for over 250 and over 30 pass attempts. What do you think the record is? What do you think the record is in those two scenarios? Because, Jay, the under 250 yards with fewer than 30 pass attempts, top 10 defense, no turnovers, are 31-9. Wow. And the over 250 yards, over 30 attempts, may or may not have a turnover, but top 10 defense still, 22-21. You go from winning more than three-quarters of your games, the way Key is talking about, to winning barely half your games.
Yeah, also depends upon what quarterback you have. You have Patrick Mahomes, that's probably going to be an anomaly, right?
Right.
Same with Josh Allen.
Sure.
But, I mean, for the most part, the algorithm is there. I mean, we said that with the Jets multiple times. Like, you don't want Zach Wilson throwing the ball all over the lot. You want their defense to play at a very high level. You run the game, you control the clock, and your quarterback makes sound decisions.
In the teams, and this is all just eyeball, right? This is eyeball. I didn't put it in the computer and do it over the last 10 weeks or not. This was just eyeballing the game from the way that I see it. You talk about those teams, and every one of these teams are in the mix except the Broncos, right? The Bills, the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Bucks, the Niners, the Patriots, the Jets, the Giants, and the Titans are all in the mix for playoff spots or winning their division by taking the simple recipe of keeping it a certain way, not throwing too much, running the ball with the attempts, and playing defense.
Suggests ball control, time of possession, so your defense is fresher. It's complimentary football. I'm so glad I thought of this.
Yeah.
Guys.
I've watched those movies before.
Guys, Robert Saleh on Zach Wilson bouncing back. Here's the Jets head coach.
You know, it's the same thing I've been saying all week. He's fine. Playing quarterback in this league comes with all the blame. It comes with all the glory. And I thought he was poised today. I thought he prepared well. I thought he did a lot of really good things. And I thought, you know, I just felt like he kept his composure throughout the week and kept his composure in the game. Nothing's too big for him. He's going to be a good football player. You know, he's still a pup in this league, and he's got a long way to go, obviously. But at the same time, I thought he did a really nice job today.
Daboll has gotten a tremendous amount of support as, like, you know, in the media, coach of the year candidate. I think McDaniel certainly with Miami, and there are a few others. But Robert Saleh, is he in the mix? Should he be in the mix for coach of the year?
Absolutely. I think, obviously, Nick Sirianni down in
clearly,
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You got your guy and Brian Daboll, and you got Robert Saleh. And Robert Saleh's in the mix because he's a younger team where Brian Daboll has a little more veterans kind of veteran situation. And obviously, Nick's been here for a couple years coaching and went to the playoffs a year ago. But Robert Saleh, early in the season, his team didn't look nearly as well as it does today as good as it does today.
I feel like a lot of people are missing the bigger point when it comes to the way that game got played the other day, and I want to present it to you guys. Since the beginning of time when they drafted Zach Wilson, everybody was having questions about, I'm not sure he's the guy. Is he the guy? Coming off probably the biggest win in franchise history with the way he played, right, to a degree, does that confirm to you that he's moving in a direction of being the guy with the way
in
he
In recent
that?
Franchises.
In recent franchises, yeah. Sorry.
It doesn't, to me, Jay, what it signals to me is Mike LaFleur and company decided that the way to beat the Bills was that exact situation where you're only going to throw the ball 25 times and you're going to keep the turnovers down by doing that. You're going to get a touchdown. We're going to play defense on Josh Allen's butt. And that's what they did.
18 of 54, buck 54, touchdown pass, no INTs.
We're going to run it, and we're going to play defense, and we're going to get out of the building because we're going to do it our way opposed to the way we tried to do it against the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. If they keep that same recipe, they're going to the playoffs. If they go back to what they did against New England, they'll be with us. That's
so
what it says.
Rex Ryan, ESPN NFL analyst, of course, and former head coach of the New York Football Jets, was on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Jay, that's this very program, not moments ago. And listen to what he said about how good the Jets can be and Zach Wilson. Listen.
This team, Saleh, Joe Douglas, they flipped that roster. They changed it overnight this year. Like, okay, 2 years, they flipped that entire roster. And now you look at a team that went from 32nd in the league in defense to right now they're a top five defense, mm-hmm. in my opinion. They haven't played defense like this since I was there. I mean, they're doing a tremendous job defensively. But I think the key is going to be this quarterback. And if this guy hits, they will be perennial contenders for the next 10 years. But that's the key. It's like the head of the snake. If this guy hits, watch out, everybody.
Boy, he ain't lying. Meantime, David, it says David on Maui. Is that what we say because it's an island? We don't say in Maui. We say on Maui, David?
Yeah, you know, you could say you're on Maui because you're 5,000 miles out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, which is I call God's green earth. But my question for you gentlemen is, what is more alarming, the Bills being 0-2 in their division or them just recently losing to the Jets?
Losing to the Jets ain't such an eyesore anymore.
Probably 0-2 in the division.
Yeah, because it's a very competitive division.
You still feel like the Bills are the best team, but the Dolphins are making a push in that conversation, and that felt like that came out of nowhere. Like, you didn't really expect Tyreek Hill and company to have the impact and Tua to play at this level. You didn't expect the Jets' defense to all of a sudden soar and them have the record they have in overall AFC. It just, yeah.
I would say more alarming that the Jets – upset over the Bills. And the reason that is they went and when you look at the Bills, this team was poised to just take care of business after a loss for the Jets to the New England Patriots a week earlier. You just would think, okay, they're a little ahead of schedule, but they're so young. The Bills are ripe and ready to go. Being 0-2 in the division, Buffalo's going to lose to Miami in Miami. That's just what happens. Now, they'll probably beat Miami in the cold weather when they played him in Archer Park, but it's just one of those situations where I didn't see the Jets beating Buffalo.
You know what it means? The AFC might be the best division in football because there's no soft touches. Like, I think about it, it's crazy. Belichick and Brady, for 20 years, there were almost never a good quarterback in the Chad Pennington for a few, that kind of stuff. But he was basically running unopposed in the AFC East.
Messing around with P.J. Losman and the Bills.
Come on. So what would happen is they'd have a bye in the first round, and what it came down to in New England for two decades was, can you win one playoff game at home? Because if you could, you were in the AFC Championship game, right? Now you look at the AFC East. Buffalo is considered by many the best team in football. The Jets are one of the hottest upstart teams in football. The Dolphins are pushing the Bills and have maybe the most explosive offense. The Patriots are dragging the line? Bill Belichick and the Patriots, who's capable of beating anyone on a given Sunday? Like, what? Is that the best division in the league?
Yeah, it is. Right now, it's the best division. We obviously thought that the AFC North would be in the mix with Cincinnati, the North. I was getting ready to say the Central. But when you think about, you thought Cleveland could hold it down with Brissett. Baltimore would be okay. Cincinnati would be much better, although Cincinnati did open up a can on Carolina this past weekend. That division would
Joe
be much
Mixon.
Better than it's been so far.
Joe Mixon lost his mind against
it. We thought that the AFC West, Jay, would be all these quarterbacks. We've never seen it before.
Tried to warn you about that, Key. Don't buy into the hype.
Safe to say AFC East would be number one. NFC East would be number two?
Yeah, I think so.
Think about that.
I think so.
You say AFC
East number one, NFC East number two. I
mean, only one bad team in the NFC East, and that's the Commanders who can compete. Got two teams, Bowl representatives out of the conference.
Yeah, I would say the East is better. The East, they're both East. I would say the AFC East is better right now.
More talent.
Because the Commanders can't beat New England. And New England's at the bottom, and the Commanders at the bottom, head-to-head.
When the fourth-best team is coached by Bill Belichick, it's a problem. Yeah. All right. Jimmy in Virginia, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are you doing today?
What's good, good, brother?
What's cracking?
Good. Before I say anything I have to say, I want to wish you fellas a great rest of your day, but I want to go with Josh Allen as my MVP. I'm going to be honest with you. Patrick Mahomes, he's great. He's special. But Josh Allen, after the seasons he's been having thus far, with the exception of the Jets' loss, this man is golden. How do you say otherwise?
Well, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, first let's look at the team records, right? Similar. If there's a, you know, Allen got Mahomes head-to-head, which is why I had him number one MVP for a while, because he made the plays down the stretch. Mahomes didn't, and so Allen's team won. I put him ahead of Mahomes. But Allen had a bad game, a bad loss since then. Mahomes had a primetime 500-yarder last night. So Mahomes has slightly better numbers and given a little more emphasis on what happened recently, deserves to be in the lead.
Josh Allen's two losses have been bad, though.
Yeah.
Right? They've just been bad losses to Miami and the Jets. Two times he didn't play well.
In the division.
So when I look at that, I'm like, well, you didn't play well against those two. And that's the reason they lost the game.
I would have Tua ranked ahead of him right now. But like, what?
Tua has an argument.
It's all fluid to me, though. It's one of course. We're going to sit up here and argue about who's the MVP today.
Yeah,
and everybody's going to be passionate about it.
But I bet
realistically, the target has moved multiple times.
Yes, of course. We're taking the temperature now.
Wait, look, and after tonight, we'll come back tomorrow.
Lamar Jackson.
And we'll say Lamar Jackson's the MVP because he just unleashed on a solid Saints defense and had this and that.
Go get it, Lamar. I thought Lamar would be running away with the MVP right now, but he's not. Nick in Connecticut, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Who's the MVP?
That's Nicky.
I think today's MVP is Jalen Hurts, and I think we need to pump the brakes a little bit on Mahomes' performance last night. I think that they were 14-point favorites. They're the home team. He didn't do anything to hurt his MVP candidacy. But I don't think that it was out of this, you know, I don't think it's just a great performance out of him.
Yeah, I don't know about pumping the brakes. I thought that down the stretch, no matter what they were favored, they were struggling in the game, and he put it on his back late in the fourth quarter, tied it up with the two-point conversion, then went into overtime. They kicked the field goal. I mean, he was wicked down the stretch. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
And also made plays that other people can't make. Yeah. You have to think so fast, improvise, on the spot, arm, legs, the whole thing. Tony in Tennessee. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, good morning, guys. As a Tennessee Titans fan, that made me sick last night. We didn't have a passing attack. I think if we had more of a passing attack, we probably would have done a little better. But as far as MVP, I think Mahomes is probably the best right now. He's probably number one. I'm not real impressed with any of the others as much as I am with him. But he didn't do much for the first 55 minutes of that game. He put it on his back at the end, and with 2 minutes to go, and they got the ball back.
They weren't getting it in the end zone early. They were making drives, and they weren't finishing the drives. Vrabel seems to have Mahomes' number a bit. I think that's going to be a tough matchup for Mahomes.
But I had Mahomes' number when I had an A.J. Brown on the damn team.
Yeah.
I don't know what made the Tennessee Titans in Vrabel and whoever else makes those decisions in Tennessee to think that this team was going to be better without A.J. Brown.
As good as you knew A.J. Brown was, watching him on the Eagles, I think he might be the best in the game.
I'm not getting rid of my alpha dog wide receivers, man.
He's like a receiver without a weakness.
Coming off the hands of Jalen Hurts than he does to Ryan Tannehill. Yeah. AJ Brown is like, please, thank you so much for letting
course.
Me go.
I mean,
thank you.
Of course, he died and went to heaven for sure. It ain't even a question. But if I'm the Tennessee Titans,
You made a
colossal mistake. Mm-hmm. You misjudged the value of that young man.
Wayne in the Bay has something to say, Key and Jay.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Wayne?
How's everybody?
Wayne from the Bay.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good in the Bay.
Right.
Hey, I just want to say, I'm knowing my football a little bit, Key, and you've been wrong about Derek Carr. You must be a friend of the family or something, man. I've been watching that guy for 9 years.
Hold on,
Let me get it out.
No, hold on. Just don't hang up.
Please,
on me.
Let me say what I have to say
all
first.
Right, go ahead.
I've been watching him. He's not that accurate. Okay. He panics in the pocket. Okay. He panics. I done seen him roll out, throw the ball down where he could have just ran for the first down. Try to drop the ball off the running back. It's no good, man. The guy, he is the problem. All you got to do is, I done seen him fall down to the ground. He just panics.
Wayne.
He's scary. Wayne, you cannot be a good quarterback scared in the pocket.
Wayne, is Derek Carr good?
No.
No. This year, Wayne, I agree with you 1,000,000%. Okay?
What?
1,000,000%. He may need a change of scenery. He may need to find another team, sort of like Stafford did. Because right now, though, I don't even know. I don't know if it's Josh McDaniels' effect on him or what. But he does not look like a starting NFL quarterback.
Maybe he could play receiver. Isn't that what they say about some quarterbacks?
Yeah, I don't think he
can.
I don't think he can play receiver. But right now, he's not good. And I'm not a friend of the families.
You know? You sure?
I'm 100%.
Lies, and more lies.
Man, I'm not. I would tell you, I'm not UJ.
You've been out here defending Derek Carr
for a long time.
So is the rest of the league, Jay. Am I right?
I'm just saying.
He's been a solid quarterback.
I just remember you being
on
First Take last year.
I'm
like,
good
Derek Carr is elite.
He led his team.
He led his team
to the playoffs.
He is defending Derek Carr like all people. All teams defend Derek Carr very well.
He took his team to the playoffs despite all the madness that went on last year. He stepped up to the plate.
Got
a new coach this year. He looks like a shell of himself.
Yep.
I'm the first one to admit it. He's no different than Aaron Rodgers was the MVP last year.
No, but the difference is he's
like
never played on Aaron Rodgers.
But I'm saying,
he's
looks like a shell of himself.
No,
that's not the point. The point is you got quarterbacks that look like a shell of themselves from a year ago, and he's one of them.
But I'm looking at Aaron Rodgers, and I'm saying, all right, everybody's saying, well, you don't have any weapons, and I'm looking at Derek Carr. I'm like, yo, you got maybe the best weapon in the NFL.
Well, he's putting the ball in his hands, though. Davante Adams went shop
and
yesterday.
And Josh Jacobs is playing his tail off, too. I don't know what other
Devontae
answer it
Adams
is.
Went shop yesterday, and Derek Carr when throwing the ball to Devontae, he was on money. It's just other stuff just don't look good.
Did Tom Brady save the Bucs season as Aaron Rodgers was folding? Tom Brady was winning. Are the Rams the biggest disappointment this season? Or is it Aaron Rodgers? Is Aaron Rodgers a bigger disappointment than the whole Rams team?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU, Sirius XM Channel 80. You can download the podcast. You can listen on your smart speakers. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and you can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Who is the NFL MVP right now? Is it Patrick Mahomes, yes, or is it someone else? Nope. But Jay and Key tell me it's someone else. It's Jalen Hurts. Tom Brady, guys, I can't help but to notice the two all-time great quarterbacks, Brady and Rodgers, finally in the same conference, year one. They meet in the NFC Championship game at Lambeau, and the coach takes the ball out of Rodgers' hands, puts it into Brady's. Brady beats Rodgers, goes to the Super Bowl, wins. Oh, if they were in the same conference, if Brady wasn't with Belichick, then you'd see. That was me talking, and guys like me. Rodgers is better than Brady, not with the chips on the line. Now what happens? Fast forward a couple years. They've both been to the playoffs, didn't advance as far as they want to, whatever. This year, it's been a disaster for both teams, for both quarterbacks.
One scratching and clawing, the other just seems like he is tired of playing football.
This is what I'm saying. He just ain't going nowhere.
This is what I'm saying. It didn't escape my attention that yesterday, Aaron Rodgers throws two red zone picks, both on him, three within 25 yards of the end zone. At the same time, Brady is leading his team down the field and throwing the touchdown to win the game. He took over with 44 seconds left. The Bucs beat the Rams 16-13, went 5 of 6 for 60 yards on the winning drive. That's the 55th of his career, which is a record, of course. Tom Brady finished 36 of 58, 280 yards. He's the first player in NFL history to throw for, and he might wind up being the last, to throw for more than 100,000 yards in his career. That's regular and postseason combined. The 45-year-old avoided his first four-game losing streak since 02. Unlike Aaron Rodgers, here's Tom Brady after the game.
We needed it. We needed it. We got it. We fought to the end. Defense played great. Made some plays offensively. I know we left a few out there, but it's a team's tough team. So got some great players. Glad we won.
Yeah, they did a good job. You mentioned him going down the field 60 yards right there with 44 seconds to go. But what else did you expect? I mean, it's Tom Brady. In those situations, you mentioned it 55 times he's done in his career. So he's reserved and relaxed at that time. That's the Tom Brady moment. On the other side, the Rams, they're a shell of themselves from a year ago. You know, did OBJ and Von Miller leaving the team, one guy getting hurt, the other guy leaving the free agency, did really affect them that much to the point where they look like they look both on offense and defense? That's just an interesting thing. The Bucs are still in it, though.
You know, everyone else has excuses,
hold
Jay.
On, Max. I just want to say something very quickly because I just want to give credit to Tom Brady doing it in despite. We talk about this team having a lot of injuries, correct? So, you know, they rank last in rushing yards per game.
Oh, yeah.
In the NFL. Last. Yeah. So 20 carries last night for 51 yards, but yet Tom Brady finding a way in the last minute to get the job done with the lack of the running game, even with their defense, like that goes to show you, like it feels like even in the division, that's why you feel like you have more trust in Tom Brady than you did in Aaron Rodgers when we asked ourselves that question last week.
Well, the good thing is 21 attempts, regardless of the yardage, just the attempts that matter to me because I can keep the defense honest. And all year long, they struggled on running the football. For whatever reasons, they just haven't been able to do it the way we've seen them do it during their Super Bowl run.
We talk about, like, Tom Brady has a lot of legit excuses this year. The entire interior offensive line is gone. That's why they can't run the ball, right? That's why they can't protect them, etc. He is 45 years old and going through a divorce, which he tried to keep as private as possible at first, and then eventually got out into the press. But going into this game, I picked the Bucs to win, guys, because I really saw it as either Tom Brady or Sean McVay is about to have a disastrous season. And I think as much respect as I have for Coach, I don't see Brady going out like that, right? Like, and when it came down to it, that's why he won the game. You don't have to look farther than that. Brady's not going out like that. He's not going to be captain of the Titanic. Not going to happen.
So what do they win, 10 games this year?
Maybe they're 4-5 now. But that's good for first place in the NFC South.
9 or 10 will win it.
Nine wins, maybe something like that.
9 or 10 will win it. They get a home. They get a home playoff game, and then they go on the road and see what happens at that point.
It's a. But,
you know what's crazy too? Huh. Just say like so. Last night you're sitting here looking at Patrick Mahomes, and he was 43 for 68, 446 yards for Patrick Mahomes, right? And then you look at Tom, and even though Tom got the win, you're like 36 for 58, 10 passes less, only for 280 yards. Like just the gap, I feel like, for where like the best player in the game is to a guy that kind of felt like was the best player in the game a couple years ago.
Well, don't forget, last year.
Last year was an MVP conversation.
He led last year, first ever 17-game season, coming off the Super Bowl, so he played more football than anyone else, older than anyone else. He led in pass attempts, passes, completions, yards and touchdowns.
Yeah, but a lot of his attempts, not a lot, but some of those attempts are screens, things that now routes, so you're not going to get a lot of yardage. Fair. You know, picking up the ball and throwing it out there, guy gets 2 yards, now it's 2nd and 8. They do a lot of that sort of stuff in Tampa.
So you mentioned Sean McVay and the Rams' offense sputtered again. Listen to Sean McVay, head coach of the Los Angeles Rams, defending Super Bowl champion Rams, about what has to happen. This is after the game.
Changes have to be made. Adjustments have to be made. We can't continue to go on like this. And, you know, what that looks like, I don't necessarily have the exact answers right now. You know, and what I don't want to have anything be misunderstood is that I'm not in this with those guys. I'm a big part of this. I have to do better. We're going to stay connected throughout this, but we do have to be able to look inward and figure out what are some of the solutions, changes, adjustments, different things that we have to do to be able to get different results and different production from our offense.
Well, it's panic time now. It's starting to panic sets in. Whenever a coach starts to say, oh, I'm pushing all the chips to the table, or coach says, I got to make some adjustments, I got to look within, we got to decide. Then he says, well, it's just not about them. I'm with them too. I got to look at what I'm doing wrong. That's because things are starting to slip away. And they see, okay, Seattle, San Francisco, this thing is getting ready to get ugly for us. We got Dallas. We got the three teams in the East. You know, we got Minnesota. Like, where are we going to be at? We got the AFC. I mean, the NFC South. You know, there's those teams stacked up there, Atlanta, New Orleans, Tampa Bay. Start to look at that and start to really say, if we're going to make a run in the playoffs, we got to do things differently.
And no one other than Pete Carroll, Geno Smith, and you, and maybe they're missing one or two other guys, thought that Seattle would be there, but it's a problem for the Rams. Yeah.
I mean,
it's a problem for the Rams. All right. The biggest winner of the World Series, guys, may have been someone who didn't even suit up for the Astros. We're going to explain that next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Had this happened years ago, I might not even be here.
The Houston Astros have won the World Series.
I said if I win one, I want to win two, so we might as well go for two.
The best team won. Dusty Baker gets his title. Quite a night here at Minute Maid Park.
I'm hoping that I gave some people the same hope that my mom and dad gave me.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. So the Astros win the World Series. That's like poison in my mouth. Hate it. Hate the Astros because I'm a Yankees fan.
You're okay. We know.
Meantime, Key, I know you were rooting for them because of Dusty Baker.
No, I was rooting for Dusty Baker, not them.
Okay, I got it. I got it. So what does it mean for Dusty Baker now to win with Houston?
I mean, it's huge for him. He's been chasing this thing for a long time, right? He was out of baseball for a couple of years. The Astros reached out to him to clean up their mess from the cheating scandal in 17. He's come in. He's changed things around. And they're still a great ball club. But in his legacy, he's got one in 81 with the Dodgers. He missed out with the Giants and the Cubs. And then when you look at it, you say to yourself, if he got one, you can make a case for him being one of the greatest managers of all time.
He wins wherever he goes, over
he wins
decades.
Wherever he goes.
Yeah. And with as a player, too. One as a player, one as a manager,
yes.
Over decades and decades and decades.
Also the third African-American manager to ever win it.
Yep.
Yeah, he literally pivoted. Somebody asked him this question the other day about how it is to win it, or about his age and about being so old and winning this. And he's like, actually, I represent being the third African-American manager to ever win it. Like, that's what this means.
You know, Jackie Robinson, first black man to play in Major League Baseball in 1947. Think about this for a second. 75 years later, only three African-American managers have won the World Series.
Dave Roberts, Dusty.
All recently, it seems.
And who's the third?
Yeah, who is the third? Wait a minute.
Who's the
Does
third?
Does Cito Gaston count? Did he win with Toronto?
I don't think.
Yeah, is it Gaston?
I don't know who the third. The third, I'm thinking it's on the tip
of my tongue. Did he
win
with Toronto? Was he the manager at the time?
Let me go. Is it with Frank Roberts? No?
Frank Robinson?
Did Frank Robinson?
Cito Gaston.
Cito Gaston. I was right. Yeah, yeah. With Toronto, right? Yep. Yeah. They had some squads.
Yeah
but there just
years,
aren't a lot of opportunities.
Like, damn. We can't get but three.
Yep. But and the Astros, meantime, are in the midst of a mini dynasty. Like, baseball is more probabilistic than, say, basketball, right? Basketball, best team usually wins. Baseball, best team doesn't always win. So if you are in the World Series.
How many have they won so far?
This is.
They won 17.
This is two, one without cheating. But like the Patriots cheated and got caught, and it's still the greatest dynasty, right?
But yeah, but the Patriots, they were going and winning and going and going and going.
I would say the
this is the Astros' second time since 17.
Two, right? Mm-hmm. And so six straight ALCS appearances, two World Series, one of them cheating. I got to say, though,
cheating.
But it's true. One of them cheating. Like, they wouldn't have won without cheating.
Yeah. It's awesome. Do you feel like every time you say the Astros' name, you need to refer to them cheating?
Yeah, yes, of course.
I do, too.
But, like, every time. Because what happens is it feels like a lot of Houston fans, feels like it starts becoming extra and
it
over
is.
The top.
Mine is
and
extra
sarcastic. Because every time you say Astros,
Jay,
one was cheating.
Jay,
yeah, one of the World Series was because of the cheating.
Mine is certainly extra and over the top, Jay, for many reasons, okay? I was at the game 7.
I understand.
And I felt the pain, and I also treated you, Darvish, wrong afterwards because he was the fall guy.
Yeah, because they knew what was coming.
He was the blame.
But you don't say that about the Pats. You don't say cheating as it refers to.
Oh, I did at the time.
In the Pats.
Yeah, but that stopped, though.
Yeah, after a decade or so, yeah.
And then I really don't have an NFL team.
Okay.
Like, I don't. But Rams. I mean, I'm in L.A.
But this being in six straight ALCSs, winning two World Series, one of them cheating, is...
See, that's what I'm saying, though.
Like it's a dynasty. The point I'm trying to make is there are dynasties in baseball, and this is one of them. It's not maybe San Francisco Giants won 3 out of 5 World Series. Certainly, it's not the late 90s Yankees came an out away from winning 5 out of 6. But it is a dynasty by baseball standards. Jim Mattress Mack McInvale, Houston business owner and Astros superfan, may have been the biggest winner, and he didn't even suit up. Jim, good morning. What did you get the full payout from the Astros winning the World Series?
$75 million.
I just want to – Jim, explain to me what goes into the thought process of investing $10 million to get – 75 million. I mean, I don't want to count your bank account. I don't want to get in your money.
Yeah, it does.
I really do, but I don't want to. But what makes you say, okay, I'm going to put 10 million up at the beginning of the baseball season to cash in and get 75 million?
It's the thought process of a totally compulsive gambler.
I like this. Tell
Jay
me about
can relate.
That. Tell me about that.
Of somebody who has a total, a high, very high tolerance for risk, who doesn't give a damn. But really, it's kind of simple. The Astros had once been in the ALCS 5 years in a row. They had a good team this year, and they had them posted at win bets at 12-1 and Caesars at 10-1. So I had an extra $4 million laying around, so I decided I'd invest that in the Houston Astros winning the World Series. That was way back in June, and then in July I invested some more at 5-1. So the blended odds were 7.5-1, $10 million, and I got lucky. The Astros have a great team, and all the haters can hate, but I can appreciate with that $75 million in my pocket.
Yeah, well, your money has appreciated. So let me ask you again, if the odds were favorable for you again, would you double down on the Astros next year?
In a New York minute.
Yeah, you know what's crazy, Jim? I'm looking now at the last 6 years for the Astros. Let's take 2020 out of it. That was the pandemic year. Very short season. Weird stuff happened, and they lost in the ALCS, right? But they've been to a half dozen consecutive ALCSs. And other than that year, the win totals are 101, 103, 107, 95, 106. And I'm looking, won the World Series, cheated, lost the ALCS, lost the World Series, won the World Series. It's like, you know, in Houston, is this considered like a dynasty?
Well, it's like for a gambler like me, the odds add up pretty good that this team's better than 10 or 12 to 1. So, yeah, we consider the Astros a dynasty. Look at the scoreboard. That's what I told those Philly fans the other night walking out. When they said, oh, all Philly fans were not like this, every other one came up to me and said, F you, F you, F you. I said, look at the scoreboard.
Scoreboard's a tough one to argue against.
Hey, Jim, but let me ask you this, though, because you like to gamble, and obviously on Houston sports. That $75 million you won, what are you going to do with it? Or over time, are you up or are you down?
Well, it's a promotion. I have a furniture store, and I'm a promoter like Bill Veeck used to be. He's one of my heroes. So we had a promotion. If you buy a mattress $3,000 or better and the Astros win the World Series, you get your money back. So we're going to give back $3,000 or more to over 6,000 customers, and that makes a memory for life, and that doubled our brand value. Giving the money back to these customers. We'll have a big party next week. We'll have several of the Astros players there signing autographs, taking pictures, and we'll give back about $75 million to our customers. And I got about $100 million worth of free publicity on this promotion around the country.
6,000 customers?
You're a good man.
That's right.
So 1,000 times 1,000 is a million, guys. So 6,000 times whatever the number, $75 million, he said altogether.
Man, you're a real good man, Jim, because, see, I could have just said you could give them 500 back and they'd take it. I mean.
I don't know. Jim seems to know what he's doing. He said he doubled the brand value.
We did this for the Final Four. I said if Kansas wins the Final Four, you get your money back. We gave back $14 million on that. So $14 million is chump change compared to $75.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Damn. Yeah, you makes sense. Have a way to Monopoly like. Money, man.
He makes like sense. That. Jim Mattress, Mac McInvale, Houston business owner, and talk about Astros superfan. $10 million to win $75 he collected, and all the customers, 6,000 mattress customers, got full refunds.
I just want a mattress for free, Jim.
Unbelievable.
Come on down and get this promotion. Right now, if the Astros win the World Series in 2023, you get double your money back. So come down and buy yourself a mattress or buy it online. We'll deliver it to you up there in Connecticut.
Key, he can't lose. He's going to bet enough so that if they win, it's going to cover the losses and double or triple what those losses would be.
I get it.
Hey, I get it.
And if they lose, he doesn't have to pay it out. He just loses his bet, which he's happy to make because he loves the Astros.
Fine. Yeah, that's good. I'm not doing it, though. You bought the mattress. Good.
All right.
It's a good ROI right now.
Jim, I like your style. Thanks for jumping on
right,
with us
Jim.
This morning.
All right, Jim.
Y'all have a great day. Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Bye-bye. All right, so guys, we have our own giveaway. Listen to this: $10,000 a day giveaway for Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max starting Thursday. $2,500 every single hour of the show. We're going to give it away. $10,000 every single show. $2,500 an hour. Here's how you win. Every hour, we're going to tell you the winning word. When you hear us say the winning word, text that to 777-000. 3 7s, 3 0s. That's it. Just listen and text 777-000. Every hour, $2,500. Every hour, a winning word.
Starting Thursday.
$10,000 a day giveaway. Starting Thursday.
If I text it?
I don't think you're eligible.
Why not?
Keyshawn, J. William X, ESPN Radio, back with much more.
Burner phone.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. William X live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right.
Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.